Hello and welcome back to the OptiMetabolics audio program. This is the muscle nerd Jeff Anderson and it's on to factor number two, body part training frequency. Now, if you go to the gym often enough to get to know the regulars, it won't take you long to observe their workout routines and schedules. If you were keeping track, you'd find that most of them gravitate all week long to the same equipment, doing the same exercises, thinking that the more they work each body part, the more it will grow. Well, not even close. Look, every guy would love to build a chest that you could set a beer bottle on top of. But hitting the bench press 2 to 3 times a week will not get you there. As we discussed earlier, bodybuilding is a process of purposefully damaging the muscle tissue, short of injury, of course, which stimulates the body to recover and build it up even stronger for the next workout for that specific body part. Following your workout of a targeted body part, your muscles follow a relatively specific timeline for processing the damage, fully recovering from that damage, and then growing the muscle tissue for increased mass before it can be ready for yet another focused lifting set for that specific body part. In general, it goes something like this. Now, there's a graph on page 26 you can follow along, but following your workout, and we're talking about an all-out, balls-to-the-wall effort here, your muscles take approximately 3 days to fully break down and excrete the damaged tissue, preparing for the next phase of recuperation. Recovery and increase in muscle mass then takes another 3 to 4 days before that body part can again be targeted for primary emphasis in your workout. So you see, except for one exception, which you'll learn about which one, working a body part more than once a week is absolute nonsense. Can you imagine what the graph would look like if on day 4 or 5 you hit the body part again with a focused workout? You'd be hard-pressed to make it into that all-important anabolic zone. Now, maybe this little analogy will help put things in perspective. When you get a tiny scratch on your hand, it takes about 4 to 6 days or so, with the right care, to fully heal. The deeper the scratch, that is, the more damage, or the less care that's given to it, the longer it takes to heal, right? Now, if you continue to scratch your hand in the same place a couple of times a week, how long do you think it would take to fully recover? Forever, right? Well, the same principles apply to your muscles' ability to fully recover from the damage caused during your workouts. If you keep damaging the muscle cells, they won't be able to repair themselves fast enough to be ready for the next workout. Worst of all, you'll see very little, if any, growth of muscle mass when you look in the mirror. And that takes us to OptiMetabolic principle number 2. Never target a specific body part more than once per week. Of course, this timeline can vary upon different factors. Certain body parts heal faster than others, certain supplements can speed recovery time, and genetics also play a major and very important role. But overall, this 7-day timeline will provide you with the absolute best opportunity to grow the kind of muscle mass you're looking for. Okay, now that I've learned this valuable lesson, Jeff, what's the best way to schedule each body part into my workout program? I thought you'd never ask. While there are countless opinions on which order to work the muscle groups throughout the week, and I've tried them all, believe me, the following lineup has proven to be the most efficient and productive. Now, following a 5-day workout program, day 1 works best when you target your shoulders. Day 2 in the OptiMetabolics program, you're going to target your arms and your abs. Day 3, you're going to target your legs. Day 4, you'll target your back. And day 5, you'll target your chest and your abs again. Now, abs are done twice in this routine simply because, number 1, they do recover very, very quickly. And also, there's only one superset on each one of those days. So you're not giving it a giant all-out effort on those 2 days. And we'll talk about why. Now, what do you do on those days off? Well, that's your time to hit a high-intensity interval training circuit, which is going to give you enough cardio to burn body fat. Now, those days are optional. This is really a mass-building program, and that's what we're going to focus on here. But I've found that this 5-day approach is by far the most effective way to target your muscles with a training workout frequency. Of course, you can adjust the actual workout and rest days according to your own schedule. But the program I've just outlined works great if you're a Monday through Friday kind of guy and want the weekends off. Also, if you happen to miss a workout along the way, you have the ability to make it up on day 6 or 7. Flexibility really helps. In any case, adjust the days you work out any way you see fit. Just stay in the same body part order that I've given you. Well, that's it for Factor 2. Now it's on to Factor 3.